Afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, December 19th, on a cold, cold Los Angeles day, dead of the winter. And today's show, we've got some race results, the new state championship of Northern California, cyclocross state champions. We've got some racers' interviews out in the field on the infamous Simi Ride, one of the nation's most notorious wintertime road training rides, including a chance to talk with one of the new Git Kraken, now MSU23 members, Bobby Unverzagt, also ultra-distance rider Rick Jacobson out there at the Simi Ride. Chatted with him, and we were surprised to see Floyd Landis also at the Simi Ride. And hopefully we'll have a little call-in from Eddie from Georgia. Eddie on Ultra Cross. This is the Ultra Cyclocross, long-distance cyclocrossing. Eddie, looking forward to hearing him call in shortly. So let's go to some race results right now.
You're a mean one, Mr. Green.
State Championship Cyclocross race results. December 4th in Northern Cal.
You're as cuddly as a cactus.
Your new state champion in Elite Men's, riding for Cal Giant Specialized, Andy Jacques Mains. And in the Elite Women, picking up that win, and your new state champion at Redwood City, Team Roaring Mouse's Karen Brems.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Men's Category A Single Speed from Santa Cruz, riding for HRS Bay 101 Rock Lobster, Alex Work, picking up the state champion gold medal. In the women's single speed, also from Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobster, Stella Carey. Masters men's, category A, your new state champion, Cal Giants Justin Robinson. Masters men's 45 plus Cat A, riding for Cal Giant Specialized, Gannon Mayall is your new medalist.
Given the choice between the two of you,
in the Masters men's 55s and over, Cal Giants Henry Kramer. Men's 65 and over, Cal Giant Joe Ryan. And in the Masters women's 35s, Team Roaring Mouse's Bev Cheney. Masters women's 45, all downhill from here is Terry Riley, picking up the state champion gold medal.
And I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Men's Cat B's from Santa Cruz, Taleo Racing's Jeremiah Kylie, picking up the state champion gold medal. Masters men's B's 35 plus, Fun Sports Bikes Cycling's Craig Cheney out of Turlock is your new champion. In the Masters men's 45 plus Cat B, Third Pillars Chip Gale is your new state champion. And in the women's B, BuySell.com's Sophia Gomez Villatone is your new champion. Single speed men's B's from Santa Cruz, Team Tubular, Scott Junker is your new state champ. Junior men's 15 through 18 Cal Giants, Tobin Ortenblad is your new state champ. Junior men's 10 through 14, DJ's Excavations, Robbie Ferens. And from BuySell.com in the Junior Girls, your new state champion is Sophia Gomez Villafane. You can get complete results on Northern Cal's state champion cyclocross on December 4th at ccxcycling.com. And in Southern California, the Winter Championship Series at Black Mountain, held on December 3rd. Mountain bike racing, marathon distances. In the 50-plus, Robert Bernhard taking second place with a time of 3:41.41. Ken Winston picking up the win with 3:33.04. Pro Men's Marathon, Brian Taylor taking that win. And in the Open Men, Ben Raymond rounding off the podium in third place with 4:11.26. John Camarino taking second with 4:03.24. And your winner with 3:48.28, Alex Dervrucht. Open Women's Marathon, Ray Miller taking the win. And in the cross country, Steve Young for the first timers men picking up that win. First timer women, Christy Swanson was your winner. In the beginner men's 15 through 18, junior Sammy Beltlow. Beginner men's 19 through 29, Keith Novak was your winner. Begin men's 30 to 39, Eric Aldrich taking that win. Beginner men's 40 plus, Mark Tucker taking the win. Beginner men's Clydesdale, Alexander Barnett. Beginner women's cross country winner, Heidi Amundsen. And in the sport men's 30 to 34, Nathan Adams was your winner. Sport men's 45 to 49, Jeff Jacobson. Sport men's 50 to 59, Dennis Mudd taking the win. And the sport men's 60 plus, Jim Perino was your winner. Sport women rounding out the podium, Ruby Evans in third place, Monica Taylor taking second, Laura Brown was your winner. Expert men's 19 to 29, Gabriel Marocco picking up that win. And in the expert women, Jessica Tomazic was your winner. Pro men's podium, third place going to Jason Holden, second place picked up by John Noble, and your winner, Brent Prenslow, riding out of San Diego. Northern Cal's Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross race results on December 11th. That's at Coyote Point. Junior women's winner from BuySell.com, Sofia Gomez Villafane. 10 to 14 juniors, Sean McElroy taking that win. Juniors 15 through 18, Chance Tyner, riding for Santa Cruz Junior Cycling. And in the single speed category A, riding for MASH, Walton Brush picking up that win. Elite men, third place, Jacob Magnusek, riding for CyclesFanatic.com. Second place going to Sheila Moon's Krishna Dole. And your winner from Cal Giant Specialized, Andy Jacques Mains. Category B men's, Missing Link's Jason Ferrier picking up that win. Masters 45 plus Category A's, Cal Giant's Gannon Mayall was your winner. Masters 35 plus, IBISBuySell.com's Don Myra taking that win. Masters Women's 35 plus, rounding off the podium in third place, Gianni's Kathy Crawford. Second place going to Bay 101 Rock Lobster's HRS's Janelle Lodge. And also from Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobster, taking the win, Natasha Perry. Masters Women's 35 plus. And in the Elite Women, rounding out the podium from Bike Station Aptos, Ellen Sherrill taking third place. Cal Giant Barry's Gina Hall taking second. And your winner in the Elite Women Team, Rambusky Law's Karen Brems. Masters 45, Category B's, Team Roaring Mouse's Tom Taylor was your winner. And in the Masters 35 Plus, Cat B's Fun Sport Bikes, Craig Cheney. Craig Cheney taking that win. And again, that's at the Coyote Point Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross. Complete results at BayAreaCX.com.
All right.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Brad. Upcoming events now. We've got some upcoming events starting with New Year's Day. New Year's Day, January 1st, the San Bruno Mountain Hill Climb. That's presented by Peninsula Velo. The 2012 San Bruno Hill Climb, January 1st. Registration opens at 9 and first group starts at 10 a.m. That is a USA Cycling event sponsored by Penn Velo, Peninsula Velo in Northern California. For details, check out pennvelo.org, the San Bruno Mountain Hill Climb. Coming up in 2012, also Early Bird Criterium Training Series, if you're into Criterium, starting as early as January 8th, January 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Brought to you by Velo Promo, that's in Northern California. Early Bird Criterium Training Races, these are not recorded for placings. So this is just a race for fun. No results will be recorded. These are on Sundays starting January 8th with the men's Category 4 race starting at 8:30 a.m. USA-sanctioned training races. The Early Bird Criteriums. Full details at velopromo.com. Velopromo.com. And in Southern California, we've got a winter series mountain bike race to benefit the Hemant High Mountain Bike Team. That's at Balboa Park on Saturday, January 14th. No fees, no PayPal fees, no online registration fees, no licensing fees or membership necessary. No parking fees even. Mountain bike racing in Balboa Park coming up on Saturday, January 14th. And there will be sport and beginners, expert pros, also marathon distance racing, too, for mountain biking in Balboa Park, San Diego. Full details at racersandchasers.com, racersandchasers.com, Southern California Mountain Bike Racing. All right, so we've got some interviews from in the field and some fun stuff. We had a chance to go to the Simi Ride, and we chatted with one of the juniors out there about the new Get Kraken Now MS Junior U23 team coming up, and chance to talk to Floyd Landis out there as well. So let's listen to some of these. Let's go to Bobby right now at the Simi Ride.
Well, I'm halfway through the Simi Ride now.
No, I just didn't want to ride with you.
Tell us about this. What was it? Get Kraken Now?
Yep.
It's called Get Kraken Now, huh?
Get Kraken MS Society.
Get Kraken Now MS Society. Juniors only?
U23.
Oh, okay. U23.
25, I guess.
Are you guys going to be road and track? We're here with Bobby Unverzock, by the way, on Bikes for Radio.
Yeah, we're mostly road, some track guys, too. A little bit of both.
You going to hit some of the stage races, California, maybe travel Arizona, NorCal or anything, or what?
Yeah, a lot in California, Redlands, Marietta, probably Tulsa Tough, too, maybe Cascade.
Tulsa Tough, Cascade, Oregon. All right. Great races. Okay, keep your eye out for Get Kraken Now MS, U23 team next year in 2012 on Bike Sport Radio here at the Simi Ride. Thanks, Bobby.
Yep.
We just talked to the now Get Kraken Now MS U23. Their team is going to be going great guns next year.
Cool.
And tell us who you are and what are you riding here?
Rick Jacobson from currently riding for Bicycle Johns. This is the new Velagi Licio.
Seen it at Interbike. We did a little short spot about that with the owner of Velagi at Interbike.
That's right, you did. In fact, they had a contest over the summer.
Yes.
And I won that contest.
You're the winner!
I'm the guy.
Dude!
So I am happily promoting this bike for you.
I entered that contest.
Free of charge.
All right. Yeah, disc brakes. It's got like the sloping cruiser tube down seat stays.
It's got the seat stays that bypass the seat tube.
Right.
And come directly into the top tube.
Right.
The cool thing is you don't feel the difference when you're riding. You don't feel like there's a substantial difference in the frame design.
Mm-hmm.
It just it stays nice and stiff. It just gets rid of a little bit of that harsh edge. I mean, not like some of the other bikes that have like elastos
right.
in it.
Right, and I'm picking it up now.
It's
right
not super light.
It's not super light, but
by any means.
It's got two full bottles on it right now.
Yeah, it's got two full bottles, disc brakes, seat bag, and all that.
And this is designed as a endurance, all-around endurance ride.
Yeah,
right.
It's designed primarily as a long-distance
yep.
bike. Geometry is good for today. Super stable on this most stable descending bike I've been on.
Uh-huh. And that's great for today's headwinds here at Simi Ride.
And it climbs well. It's super stiff, but without being harsh.
Right.
You know, it's one of those bikes you don't worry about hitting a pothole here and there. It just It takes everything really well. It's nice. All the tubes are aerodynamically designed.
Very cool.
Even the seat post. And I'm looking forward to racing it this year.
Nice.
With you at Hoodoo.
Or Furnace Creek 508, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
So.
Steam Ride's a great practice for it.
Yeah, in fact, I paid for Hoodoo and all my Planet Ultra stuff already this year.
So. All right. The Velagi Vieschi out here on the Steam Ride here on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
All right. Quick shout out to Long Beach Cyclery, a new bike shop just opened in Long Beach on December 3rd. Owned by Brian Keat of La Habra Cyclery fame, just opened a new shop. It's called Long Beach Cyclery, featuring KHS, Focus, Cannondale brands. And they're located at 3756 Long Beach Boulevard near Bixby Road, right off the 405 freeway in Bixby Knowles. Check it out. Long Beach Cyclery, new shop. New shop happening. All right. Let's go back to the Simi ride. Had a chance to chat with another one of the riders out there, Chris.
Okay, so the top of 7 Minute Hill, Bike Sport Radio, with the honor of getting a chance to ride with Floyd Landis. Of course, he dropped us, so.
Actually, I was right with
him. He's gone. Where are you? What was it like riding with Floyd?
He was mellow. He was just taking it easy.
Yeah, it's wintertime. Cool.
There's one guy.
What's your name?
Chris. There's one guy at the end, he decided to pimp and just go it in the last 200 yards. It was kind of silly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was cool. Floyd Landis on the Simi ride today on Bike Sport Radio. He's what?
Well, last week he was just wearing a generic kit. This today he was wearing.
He was out last week, too.
Yeah, he was wearing his outfit.
All right. Well, you might see Bike Sport Radio out here more often than to run into guys like this. This is one of the top-rated wintertime training rides. This is a Simi ride. One of the better rides in the nation. Floyd Landis on Bike Sport Radio. Sport Radio did catch up to Floyd Landis finally at the end.
Right.
It took a while. Yeah, we're here at the end of the Simi ride, so I'm Brad House. It is an honor to ride with you today, Mr. Floyd.
Thank you.
So, good job out there. Anyways. So, you come out to see me ride often?
I came out last week, first time in a long time.
Oh, did you? All right.
It's
cool.
Good.
Cool.
They're yelling at you for off-roading.
You got the talent. All right, take care.
Back in the car.
Good to see you out here.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Bike Sport Radio's here today with the Big Orange team route on Sunday here. We're going up Latigo Canyon, 45 minutes, man. And nice winding, gradual climb. Great day out here, December.
All right, we got an incoming call right now. Let's see if this is Eddie.
Bike Sport Radio, this is Brad.
Hey, Brad, it's Eddie O'Day.
Hey, how you doing? Right on time.
Great.
Yeah, we are live right now on Bike Sport Radio, and you are from the, what is it, Ultra Cross you call it, or the Southern Cross? Or tell us a little bit about Ultra Cross.
I direct the Southern Cross, which is part of the American Ultra Distance Cyclocross Championship Series, better known as Ultra CX.
Nice.
Or easier pronounced as Ultra CX. So it's so Southern Cross itself is a 50-ish mile cyclocross race. It's one big loop, and it has all the elements that would be in any other cyclocross race. It's just a whole lot longer and a bit more gravel road than you would find in any traditional cyclocross race.
You said 50 miles.
50 miles, yeah.
Dang. So a typical cross race might be, what, 10?
Yeah, probably even a little bit less than that.
Cool. So you are pushing the envelope of endurance for these endurance riders. And what prompted you to start this? And how long has this been going on? And are you still in the middle of the series? Or?
Southern Cross is the last race in the series for the 2011-12 year. And then it'll actually also be the first race of the series for the next year. Then the Iron Cross would be the final race, which is early November. So, there was a couple of questions in there. We're definitely pushing the envelope of what people think of as cyclocross. And it's really just, you know, trying to push the limits of what people can do with those bikes. They're that time of year in the South in February. You know, the trails get kind of, you get a lot of freeze-thaw, so can't really get out on the single track so much. So we started riding gravel on cyclocross bikes or mountain bikes out on the gravel. And eventually that just sort of led to, you know, why don't we make a race out of this?
Right.
And the other inspiration for it is events like the Three Peaks Challenge over in the UK, and then more recently the Three Peaks Challenge USA, Iron Cross. And those were the races I was looking at as I put this together.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, it's just sort of a vault. This is our, we've moved venues 3 times in 3 years and changed the course quite a bit each year. So I think we're to a location that can really support the event at the Montaluce Winery in Dahlonega, Georgia.
A winery?
Yes. Yeah, big plus to the event.
perfect lead-in to finishing up and having a glass of wine, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We have a big, post-race party awards at the winery, and everybody gets to do some wine tasting. And then if they want to stick around, there's a 5-star restaurant at the winery as well. And so it just makes for a really great day of racing and a good night of fun.
Nice. Now, the riders that compete in this, are they mostly the same riders that do regular cyclocross, or do you draw in a few odd ones that are just there because of the distance?
It's a real mix of road racers who are just looking for some, you know, early, long test of fitness, you know, mix a little bit of fun. And then you get some of the traditional cyclocross folks, which, again, is really, you know, a mix of roadies and mountain bikers and a handful of folks who really focus on that sort of, or that genre. And then we get some long-distance mountain bikers. And then every year, of course, there's a handful of folks that I'd never met before, and they're, you know, just finding their way to the event for because they hear about it. You know, it's a good time.
Probably a lot of people get talked into doing it by their buddies and had a good time last year, and then they say, hey, come out and do this.
That's the way it tends to go.
Yeah. Cool. And then you have different categories. It's not all one big field, right? You score different categories.
We do an open men and open women, and that's where the cash payout is. And then we have a veterans, which is 40-plus, and then single speed. And we're actually going to add tandem this year as well, which is always fun to see the tandem guys tandem people out there trying to go over the barriers and up the run-ups. Really having to work together, it's quite an interesting dynamic.
Right. And anybody, they don't have to use a special bike. Can they use a mountain bike?
Correct.
But they're at a disadvantage.
I don't put any stipulations on what the equipment is, but I do design the course specifically with a cross bike in mind, where a cross bike would have an advantage.
Sure.
So there's always little sections, that it may be a couple mile descent on gravel road where a mountain bike would probably have the advantage. But there's enough, you know, kind of flat to, and climbing in there on pavement and gravel where the cyclocross bikes really have a big advantage. And so far, I haven't had anybody win on a mountain bike. I'm sure there's some folks out there with a big enough motor that could pull it off, but it hasn't happened yet.
Neat. And when is the next race in the series? Just the finals coming up in January? Or?
It's February 25th is Southern Cross.
February,
and that's the final one. There was 4 races this year with Three Peaks Challenge USA, Hillbilly Roubaix, Iron Cross, and Southern Cross. Next year we're adding the Barry Roubaix, which is up in Michigan.
Barry Roubaix?
Correct.
Okay.
Near Grand Rapids. I think it's Barry, Barry, so I'm assuming it's a town name that's nearby or something.
Right, I see.
But they do, it's close to 60 miles. I think it's a 59-mile race. Not nearly as much climbing as we have.
Right.
And each race has its own character. The Three Peaks USA has the most climbing per mile at, I think it's close, it was a little over 8,000 feet of climbing for 45 miles. Huge amount of up and down.
Whoa.
And my race is probably a little less than that. I think Iron Cross is even slightly less than that as far as climbing per mile. And then you get the Barry Roubaix, which is much more flat to rolling hills. Flat's probably not the right word for it, but it's rolling hills over there.
Is this laps, or is it one big lap, feed zone, or self-supported?
all one big lap. Each race, you know, each director figures out how to best do the logistics on it. I think most of them are similar, so far have been similar to mine, where there's a couple of feed zones, and so the riders can come through and pick up extra bottle stuff. You don't have to carry a pack.
Right.
Should have.
Yeah, because 50 miles, that's a long time on the bike. You probably don't want to carry everything for the entire race, so that's cool.
Sure, yeah, and, you know, for folks on a cross bike, you don't want to be carrying a lot of extra weight on yourself anyways, because that's just going to add to the beating.
Right.
You don't have the suspension of a mountain bike to take that edge off. So we do try to accommodate that, but we also don't want, like, follow vehicles out there. It's just, you know, with one big loop, it's a safety nightmare to have a bunch of vehicles out there.
Sure.
If people want to have somebody help them out, we suggest they go to the feed zones and maybe help everybody out, you know, volunteer and help everybody out.
Hmm. Cool. And you have a couple of sponsors or any specific sponsor you want to shout out for supporting it?
We don't have any series sponsors just yet. It's really just the promoters that are putting their races together. But for the Southern Cross, yeah, we definitely have 559 Performance, which is my company. It's a bike fitting, coaching, and nutrition business. And then Toe Peak and Foundry Cycles. And quite a few others that we have on our webpage, Twin Six and Safato Clothing, being two that stand out.
What are the, have you had any, like in the past, this has been going a couple of years, you said, right?
My race is 3 years old now.
Okay.
And the series is brand new. This is the first year we've done it.
As a series.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
great. And have you had any, at your particular race, you've had a couple of big-name riders or any big-name riders you want to mention?
I know the past couple of years, the winners, Chris Cogburn, who I believe has gone on to race with one of the domestic pro road teams. Kind of lost track of him this year, but he won the first 2 years. Really just cleaned up. And then Thomas Turner, who's a Georgia native, just all-around amazing rider, won it last year. And I got to tell you, we have one of the meanest run-ups I've ever been a witness. It's about 100 yards long on the side of the winery, and the base of it is I measured at 72 degrees.
Holy cow!
Kind of bake on your back, 3-point stance kind of thing, and then it levels off from there and gets easier at the top. But
right.
Thomas, he jumped off his bike, and he's 50 some miles in now, or 48 miles in, or whatever. Jumps off his bike, runs up about, I don't know, maybe 15 yards. Puts his bike back on the ground, remount, and rides up the rest of it.
No way.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, he's got a big motor, and I haven't seen him sign up yet. I hope he comes back this year.
Wow. So that's coming up in February.
Yeah, end of February.
And how do our listeners find out more about your race coming up?
If you go to 559.com, and that's numeral 5, N-I-N-E.com, or just Google Southern Cross, Southern Cross Race. Obviously, Southern Cross is a term used elsewhere, but Southern Cross Race, you should find us pretty quickly.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Well, that's really cool. Anything else you want to add, Eddie, about the series or about Southern Cross? Or?
We're looking to grow it. So if there's any promoters that are listening in that have an event that sounds like it fits in, obviously, we're looking for stuff that's fairly long to fit that ultra distance moniker, but also there's got to be some portion of it that's a little bit off the bike, where there's a run-up of some sort that makes it a cyclocross race also.
Right. All right. Well, we dabbled in our first one out here at the Urban Cyclocross. Back in October, we had a three-hour-long race on a short course, a mile-and-a-half course, multiple laps. And everybody loved it that did it. We had about 8 entries in the men's and I don't know how many in the women's. The men's winner took off like a rabbit right off the gun and had a big old lead over everybody and then faded back to fourth place. So it was an interesting tactic.
Sure.
But everybody loved it. So looking forward to seeing more of that around.
With that style, I assume you had barriers.
Yes, it was a short mile and a half. There was there were three dismounts per lap. I imagine that's more than probably what you had over your 50 miles or so.
Yeah, I keep it to a couple of spots.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, there are longer periods where you're off the bike. Obviously, it's not, you know, just a couple of seconds that
right.
you would normally find in a cross race, but certainly that style of long-distance cross is pretty demanding.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we had a hard time with 3 hours as it was. Yours is no doubt, what, 5 hours maybe?
The winners are doing it in 5 hours.
Dang.
Last year, Andrea was about 3:30, and I think the fastest guy was at 3:10.
So dang.
So, yeah, they're really flying out there. I mean, it's not just 50 miles, but they're not just, you know, chugging along. Now, granted, those are the fastest too. That's not the majority.
Right.
The majority is probably closer to 5 hours.
Okay. Right on.
We do have some cutoffs on times out there and checkpoints and stuff, just for safety's sake. Obviously, it gets dark early and it gets cold at night up there, so the safety of the riders and our volunteers, we got to end things at a reasonable hour.
Okay, so when the course goes down, when the sun goes down, course is closed.
I'd like it closed and everybody back long before that.
Yeah.
I want to have to start looking for people when it's dark.
All right. That makes sense. Wow, that's a really great thing you're doing out there in Southern Cross and Ultra Cross out in the south. And look forward to seeing it spread.
Cool, yeah. Like I said, if there's any promoters listening out there, look us up. You'll find my information at our website, 559.com, and just shoot me an email. Let me know what you got going on. We'd love to add some more events to it and certainly spread it across the whole country.
Okay, great. Great talking to you. Thanks for calling in to Bike Sport Radio. We really appreciate it, and good luck out there.
No problem, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, that was Eddie. Southern Cross, part of the Ultra Cross Cyclocross Series in the South. Way cool. So back to some of our recordings out in the field. I was at the recent Big Orange team ride this weekend and got some fun stuff from the field. And that'll be about it for the show, short show. So enjoy.
16th. There goes the first car I've encountered so far. Already a mile and a half up Latigo. Very light traffic. Pretty cool ride, so we'll be chasing Big Orange and the team on Latigo Canyon. All right, that was a pleasant surprise. Coming by a group of mountain bike riders, Stella Tong, Ren Brehellens, and one of the Big Orange teammates, Pete Smith. What's Pete's last name? Pete Smith. And today's tempo ride.
Before we got Housie.
You look just like Housie.
He's got the thrown knee, descending technique.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. It's from motorcycles.
Yeah.
We will teach you well. All right, getting ready to do the downhill here now.
I can't remember how wet and nasty it was coming up.
And we'll be coming back to you at the bottom on Bike Sport Radio, signing out.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, just about wrapping up the show today for Monday, December 19th. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we usually wrap up occasionally with a advocate or active issue, and being active in the community is important. So if you're in the South Bay, Los Angeles, South Bay area, the city of Pevia Estates is planning to do traffic calming along Via Del Monte. That's Via Del Monte. It's a great climb through the residential areas of Palos Verdes Estates. Cyclists use it all the time. They recently put in some speed humps and changed the name quickly to speed cushions after one rider wound up in a coma. Pevia Estates City Manager Judy Smith, their next plan is to add raised pavement markings along the white line. And raised pavement markings are going to be placed very closely together, forcing cyclists to ride back and forth over them as they avoid parked cars in the shoulder. And, you know, I don't know what they're thinking. These reflectors are going to injure or possibly kill cyclists. Give her a call, 310-378-0383, extension 2250. Again, that's the Pevia Estates City Manager, Judy Smith. 310-378-0383, extension 2250. Tell her your name. Tell her you're a cyclist. Tell her what you think of the speed cushions. Tell her what you think about their wonderful plans to put raised pavement markings to further create hazards for cyclists. And tell them what you think. Did I make myself clear? So, with that, give them hell. Thanks for listening today to Bike Sport Radio. Have a great, safe holiday, and we'll see you next year on Bike Sport Radio.